Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, December 3rd. The state is asking the mayor of the capital city to nix a couple of gun ordinances that passed earlier this year. In a letter to Columbia Mayor Steve Benjamin, State Attorney General Alan Wilson said the pair of ordinances undermine state law and the Second Amendment by opening the potential to costly lawsuits at city taxpayers' expense. Columbia City Council in September voted to ban firearms from within 1,000 feet of a school and to allow authorities to seize the weapons of someone who has an extreme risk protection order against them. Mayor Benjamin told the Columbia Free Times that he spoke with Attorney General Wilson earlier today and that he hasn't had a chance to review the AG's letter or recent opinions about the ordinances. The president of Winthrop University in Rock Hill says he's stepping down at the end of the current academic year. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Winthrop President Dan Mahoney will be leaving South Carolina for Southern Illinois University come March 1st. Southern Illinois announced Monday that it had selected Mahoney to be its next president. Mahoney was named Winthrop's 11th president in 2015. He's been credited with overseeing huge bumps in applications and enrollments and for his attention to increasing student retention and diversity. He leaves the school with a $55.5 million endowment and a well-seated position in U.S. News rankings of best colleges for teachers and veterans. In a statement, Winthrop's Board of Trustees said it will not immediately look for a permanent president. Instead, the university plans to look externally for an interim president while it assesses its needs for the future. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
In other news, the Carolina Panthers have parted ways with head coach Ron Rivera. The team said secondary coach Perry Fuel will take over in the interim. Rivera was named the fourth head coach in Carolina Panthers history in 2011 and earned a 76-63-1 regular season record and went 3-4 in the postseason. In 9 seasons, Rivera guided the team to a Super Bowl appearance, an NFC championship, and 3 NFC South titles. A special election today in Georgetown County will likely decide that community's next sheriff unless someone else steps forward by February. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen explains.
Voters must decide between Assistant Sheriff Carter Weaver and former Deputy Darrell Carr in today's Republican primary. The winner will likely fill the unexpired term of Sheriff Lane Cribb, who died in office earlier this year. Georgetown officials say the Democrat who filed to run was eliminated for not legally filling out the required paperwork for the general election February 4th. They say a write-in candidate could still emerge, but for now it seems only one name will appear on the ballot, the winner of today's special election. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
A leader in commercial heating, ventilation, and AC systems is planning routes upstate. AirSys Cooling Technologies today announced plans to open a new corporate headquarters and manufacturing facility in Greer in Spartanburg County by February of next year. The new plant will build high-performance HVAC units for the telecom industry and educational facilities across the country. The company's $5 million investment is projected to create about 116 new jobs. That's it for your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.